East Coast Radio traffic.
Hey B, how's the streets looking?
So the streets are looking pretty decent at the moment. However, I do come bearing an announcement for this afternoon. So okay, this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon, from 3 p.m. until 3:30, the N3, both directions of the N3 between the Ashburton and the New England Road interchanges will be closed for blasting purposes. So during that period, you have the R103 to make use of as your alternative route. And then just the stationary vehicle that's on the N2 southbound after the Queen Nandi Drive interchange, just be on the lookout for that obstruction at the moment. It's Buhlehla Drive for East Coast Radio traffic.
Call us on 031-570-9400 to report traffic.
Zin Z, the Gen Z. Word on the street is you sold your car.
Yes, and oh, you know I needed a glow up. Hashtag no hustle, no hassle.
So wait. The influencer got influenced by We Buy Cars.
Oh yeah, no, absolutely. And they came to me. They checked the car, they gave me an offer. Oh, and they paid me immediately. Easier than an Insta Live, without the weird DMs at 2 a.m.
I didn't understand half of the things you just said, but hey, We Buy Cars. Geared for the glow up, geared for you.
My favorite days of the week has arrived. It's a Wednesday and we call it Woman Crush Wednesday here on East Coast Radio on the Carol Ofori Show. And what we do is we profile incredible women in different industries trailblazing. Okay, today we're burning rubber babes. Born and raised in Durban, Jasmina Sheba started her career in London where she worked as an IT analyst for over a decade before returning home to join her family's iconic business, Royal Tyres. She made history as the company's first female director in its 86-year legacy. That's right. Now, Jasmina is passionate about empowering women, creating inclusive workplaces, and even hosting tire-changing workshops to help us girls figure it out. So when we're stuck on the road, we're not looking for a guy with big, strong arms to help us switch the tire. She wants us to do it all by ourselves. She's a mom of three, a wife, an incredible woman. Jasmina, welcome!
Good morning, Carol. Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
It's been a long time coming. Like, we've been trying to do this for a minute, and now here you are. I'm so, so, so excited to have you here. Your story of taking over this really a legacy business that's been in Durban, been in South Africa for so many years, and you following a journey into IT and then deciding to come home and take on the reins. I have to find out, how did it all come about? Firstly, IT, London, then come home. How did it all come about?
So when I was 23, I decided I wanted something different. Mm. I wanted to experience life in another hemisphere. So right, I decided to move to London, where I worked. I met my husband there.
Oh.
I had two kids there at that time. And life was pretty good. Okay. I enjoyed the experience. It was fantastic. I had a call from my dad, serious call, that mm-hmm. says, and he said, would you consider moving back? And